Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Britain.
We haven't... Where were you at the panto?
I'm sorry. You know why?
Because Broadchurch 2 wasn't back on then.
No!
Suddenly he's got his TV show to flog. He's all over us at 6 in the morning. Look who's here. Our Johnny-come-lately friend.
I don't get out of bed at 5.30 if I've nothing to flog. Come on, be serious.
How are you?
Well, the coffee's not great, but other than that,
Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. I was just introduced to the... Since you were last here about a year ago then. Obviously, Richie's still with us.
Richie. Hello.
Andrew Bailey's still over there with
his news pod through the glass.
Yes, over there. Morning, Bells.
Morning, morning, David. How
are you? Three screens. What can you have on three screens?
Sky News.
No, no, no.
If that goes down, there is no news. Bells, how was your wife's 40th this weekend?
It was great. It was cold, you know. There's gales blowing in Derbyshire over the weekend. So
what a surprise. I mean, I never would have thought that going to Derbyshire, you know, this time of the year. I thought it would have been really warm.
It was nice, though. We had lodges, and they were very warm out, these pine lodges, and it was very cosy once we were inside those. But outside...
Lock the doors, shut the windows, and turn the heat.
It was freezing, but it was good fun, actually. We had a really good time.
Faye Carruthers, meet David Tennant. Day Tennant, meet Faye Carruthers.
Hey, how are you?
Hello, David Tennant.
It's lovely to see you.
Lovely to meet you.
Yeah.
Now, I have to say, it's amazing. Out of all the various years you've been coming on the show, you've still got the entourage outside. It's like, bless them, 30 of a mixture of Whovians and the DT superfans still outside the building at 5 this morning.
People out there, yeah.
Did you stop for a chat with them? Because I noticed you seem to come in...
I was late.
But no, you weren't.
It's not mine.
We
could spare it now.
We can spare it now. Send it back down.
Yeah,
I need to get high pitched. No, it's
not get that reception I'm getting in here.
So the first thing we've got to say then, my wife thinks she's already cracked the case.
Okay.
Right. I don't want to say anything on air. There are going to be no spoilers. But I did tell you who she thinks has done. So I watched it over the weekend, the first episode.
Yeah.
Second series, Broadchurch. Second episode is on tonight on ITV at 9 o'clock. It's now incredibly complicated. There are two cases.
Yeah, that's true.
So the case that you had solved.
Yeah.
You're now going to have to resolve. Is that right?
Well, there's going to be a court case.
Yeah. And now you've been hiding someone.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And what's with the new home? It's like Jim Rockford's trailer. You've got some sort of chalet.
I've got my little waterside shack, yeah.
Yeah, but you're a detective inspector in this, okay?
Yeah.
But it was very easy for someone just to break in and get some very important evidence.
In episode one, I'm also running a sort of unofficial witness protection.
Yes,
I'm
that's right.
Pay for that as well.
Off the books as well.
Yeah. So my wages are getting used up.
And where is the series actually filmed? Where is Broadchurch?
Well, Broadchurch, the beachside stuff is Bridport, West Bay.
Right. It's nice around there.
Very lovely down there. And then we do bits in London, we do bits around Bristol, Clevedon near Bristol is the high street. So it's sort of all over. And then Exeter University is the outside of the courtroom.
Is it?
Yeah.
And how long does the beard stay on for?
I had that beard a lot last year, and it was quite thick in Broadchurch, in this series of Broadchurch particularly. It was the thickest it's been. But the beards are really trendy now.
Well, yeah, for hipsters. You know, you see a lot of very good-looking 20-year-old guys, and it's not like a beard, it's a full mountain thing, where they're overcompensating for having a small penis, where they feel like growing it, having some extra length up here is...
That's an opinion.
It's my observation.
Yeah. I was out on the town over the weekend, not something I like to do too often. There's beards everywhere.
There's beards everywhere. If you're a young dude, do you need a beard now?
Oh, no, there's one. You've got a beard in the corner.
It's the thing now. It's accessory for man to have it. It's a beard.
Yeah.
And so the difference between the two beards in the UK and the American version...
Yeah.
What was it? Shorter over here, hairier over here, longer over here.
Hairier over here, definitely.
Really?
Over here.
They like a tidier beard.
Yeah. But also, it was series one, you see, where, as with Broadchurch series one, there was it was more of a stubble than a beard. And then coming to series two, when everything's has devolved and got a little bit shabbier.
Do you know what? It feels like already we're an episode of Inside the Actor's Studio. So your your nod to method preparation is to grow a slightly longer beard, and that's it.
That was pretty much the extent.
That's it.
Yeah. Now, you have to keep it at that length, and that's not
nothing. So is that someone's job to measure it, to check that it's never unkept from where, like for continuity?
I don't think anyone actually got a tape measure out, but yeah, there's fleets of people employed to, you know, keep my face topiary in check.
Everywhere you go, are people trying to guess and tell you, like I did, who they think's done it?
Yeah, because it's slightly different this year, and it's not one who done it. It's a slightly more complicated story in a way.
Yeah.
or a different type of story, rather. So I don't think people yet quite know what the things to guess are.
Does your wife know?
Nope.
What do you mean, no?
And she didn't last time either.
Why not? You don't trust her?
Nope.
All right, let's stick to the song.